Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. Look, we're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978 or... you can join the captain's chat room. Now, remember, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. It gives me a little icon. Tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who, it does not matter to me. Lawyers, judges, cops, doctors, teachers, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you've been tyrannized. You've got a story, and you've got to get it out there. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook. You type in the captain. It shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I've got to get my story out there. Guess what happens? You climb aboard and you get your story out there. It's that simple. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, now my very special guest, Joseph Gibson. He's a friend of this show. He's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of the world. And we're going to have some fun tonight. This is going to be a fun show tonight. It's going to be a short show, a little bit over an hour, but we're going to have fun. It's going to be fun. Well, Joseph is going to be on board tonight, and we are going to try to perform some live on-the-air exit polling. Now, if you didn't know, there are five states today on the East Coast, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, that all have presidential primaries. And we just want to know how these people voted and what they have to say about this whole election cycle. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, we have no word yet on any numbers. The polls are still open. But it does look very, very promising for Donald Trump. It looks like Ted Cruz is going to get spanked again. And Kasich, what are you still doing in the race? Why are you here? What are you doing? What? Go. Go away. Please. I mean, just go, okay? You're a waste of time. Kasich, what is a Kasich? I don't know. But it's still here. And doing what? Well, nothing. Wasting time. And wasting my breath talking about it. Well, there's 118 delegates up for grabs in all five states today. Now, I did some figuring. If Trump sweeps and gets all the delegates, which may be very, very difficult, but he's going to get a good portion of them. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that he does get all of the delegates. Well, he's only going to need 274 more to get to the 1273. Now, California's coming up soon. And we all know that he's winning very big in California right now. And there's a number of other big states. So he might actually get the 1273, and would that not fry the GOP establishment if Donald Trump got 1273 and they couldn't steal it away from him? Ouch! That would hurt. I don't want to hear it. So we'll see. Cruz and Kasich, they tried to team up with each other to take out Trump. Did you hear about this? I mean, this was just ridiculous. Well, I mean, within less than 12 hours from forming this, I guess, pact, if you want to call it that, 12 hours after forming this pact to take down Donald Trump, they both stabbed each other in the back. I mean, it goes to show you of what kind of characters you're actually up against. I mean, Kasich and Cruz. I mean, if they're going to form a pact to go after Donald Trump, and then they couldn't wait to stab each other in the back, I mean, that tells you what kind of candidate that you have. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we've got a lot of work to do tonight, and I've got to bring my very special guest, my very special friend, my shipmate, the all-around good American Joe, Mr. Joseph Gibson, sir, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you just fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm pumped. I've been pumped about this since last night. I think this is going to be a fun show. God only knows where it's going to end up. I mean, I don't know. You don't know. I mean, we may get some kind of crazies on board. We may not.
Just to recap, you know, last night, if you remember, you started off a very bleak note, and it seemed like the show was going to end up in a dead end, and guess what? At the end of the program, we were laughing and we had a damn good time, and it was a success, right?
I thought it was a success. I thought we had fun. I did get a really, really weak, pitiful, I mean pathetic excuse.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
First of all, I heard it from third hand. He couldn't even contact me. This is how pathetic it is. He wouldn't even contact me, and I didn't contact him. I said, look, if you're not gonna have any correspondence with me, I'm not going to waste my time with you. But I heard it third hand. He said that he thought that I was supposed to call him. Well, how could I call him when I requested his phone number three times to call me? This is the number that you call. This is the time that you call. This is when you call. This is bup, 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 bup. Give me your phone number so I know that it's you in my queue instead of somebody else, because I didn't know his phone number. And then he says third hand that he didn't call because he thought I was going to call him. Well, how can I call him when he didn't give me his phone number? I mean, I just said, look, stop. I said, I'm not going to turn this into World War III. Over this, we don't need it. I don't need it. It's an excuse. It's a joke. It's pathetic. I've moved on. I've got another show to do tonight, so I'm not going to waste any more of my time with it. So I've moved
on. And Cap, you know what? And Cap, you know what? He would have gotten some very good feedback and exposure, and would have educated a lot of people about the delegate process. And with these rich politicians and these suit and tie guys. That's how they are, Cap.
I know.
That's how they are.
Well, you know, I mean, I was really bummed. You know, you said something about being embarrassed. Well, I really wasn't embarrassed. I was more upset and bummed because I wanted to learn. I mean, I wanted to learn. I'm sorry, but I'm one of these guys that I like to learn things. I know. I'm one of these freaks. One of these, you know, freaks of nature that I actually want to learn things. I know we don't get too many people like that, but I wanted to learn. That's all I wanted to do. And there was a lot of people on board who wanted to learn too, including you. And there was a lot of people that tuned in, but then they tuned out because he didn't show up and they wanted to learn. So, and I heard it from those people on Facebook today too. So, but anyway.
But at the same time, because I know I have a lot of supporters here from Connecticut that are tuning in tonight, or they're going to tune in. We talked to Ella's Pizza in Wallingford, Connecticut, and got her opinion on the GOP. And that was kind
great.
Of a fun conversation. It was kind of fun. Don't you agree?
I know. I thought she was great. No, she was very, very open. I thought she was great. She was good. She was a good call. I just got a note here from in the chat room. From BitBanker, it says already that Trump has already won three states. Wow. What are those states? Let us know, BitBanker. But anyway, do we want to make some of these phone calls? Now, you gave me, I mean, a list from hell here. I mean, we've got this. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Now, what is 860? What state is 860?
That 860... Hang on, I have some idiots calling me that I always message about the show, and the same idiots always call me on my phone wondering what's the phone number again, or they call me during the show time, and they're idiots, because, you know, you're on my Facebook, number one. Why don't you just check out my Facebook? I post 1,000 darn comments about the show, you know, but anyway, I know, I understand they're brain dead, they sat in front of the television. Vision set as a babysitter, you know.
I do that too. I post when I have a guest on my show. I always give my guest a promo. And see, I was trying to do a promo on this guy yesterday, but I couldn't get any information. And I take their pictures, I take all this stuff, and I actually do my due diligence. I do a lot of work for a guest that's going to come on my show because I respect them for coming on my show. So I do, you know, I do promos, and I'll give all the information. I'll give the date, I'll give the time, I'll give the web address, and it's always somebody has to say, what time is the show? What? I mean, did you not read the post? Did you not listen to the Post? Did you not? I mean, this is what drives me nuts with America. No, everybody's just got to have this information spoon-fed to them. Nobody wants to read the article. The only thing they want to do is just read the headlines. And if they read the headlines, well, hey, I've got all the information I need for the day. I've got the headlines. Well, when has ever the headline ever been anything related to the actual article? It doesn't happen. You know, you got to read the article if you want to find out the information. You don't read the headline. But, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Joe. So, anyway, let's do some calls here. But
Cap, I gave you a list. The second list was registered voters. I mean, the final list I gave you. Okay?
Right. I think we should start with those because those are registered voters. I think we'd have more success with those, right?
I agree. So, hey, let's hope we can get some human contact tonight and make a good show of it, you know?
All right. Well, I can only do 14 things at once. 15 really just blows me out.
Hey, Cap, so, but you, listen, we do have other – I know you got other people on the line, and if they want to contribute, they need to press 1 because, you know, we're talking about Trump. We're talking about the campaign tonight, you know, and we want to know what the voters think out there.
Right. That's the whole thing. We just want to know, you know, where people are coming from. Where they're coming from, what they're thinking, and why they're thinking. And look, if you're a Cruz fan, you're voting for Cruz, okay, I'm not going to discriminate against you. I'm not going to turn you into a monster unless you're a Hillary fan. Then just don't even bother.
Don't even bother. They have no common sense. You're absolutely correct.
but anyway, okay, I got the first number here. Now, where is 860 again? What state
that's,
is that?
I think That's the state of Connecticut. 860 or 203 is the state of Connecticut. That's the Hartford area. That's the Hartford, Connecticut area.
All right. Well, let's dial this number here. I dialed the first number here. Let's see. We got the 860.
I believe we went over this last night, so hopefully you understand how to work the phone system pretty good tonight.
Well, we'll figure that out.
It's no big deal. It took me a while, too. It's busy.
Okay.
It's busy.
Okay, well, now it's got to wait for the X to show up so I can disconnect it.
As soon as you dial the number should show up in the left-hand side of your screen.
It does, but there's no X. That's the problem.
There you go. Cap, just a little advice. I know I'm flying blind, too.
No, I see it. But the problem is no X shows up. I can see where the X is. I know where you're at, but there's no X that shows up when it goes busy.
Oh, okay.
So
I understand.
I'm pushing cancel and cancel and cancel, and finally
no,
it goes
don't
away.
Hit Cap. Don't hit cancel, because sometimes it'll redial it. Wait for the number to show up on the left-hand side of your studio screen.
But unless it – I know what you're saying, but unless it actually connects, it will not give me the microphone and the headphones and the X.
Oh, okay. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so let's try – that number didn't work.
They're talking on the phone.
So let's try. Okay.
I would just go right down the list numerically. I would just go right down, you know.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going right down the list. But I've got let me move this over here so I can see two screens at the same time. So I don't have to write it down. So let's do that. Okay, this is going to be easier. So, okay, let's try this one. And bum-ba-dum-ba-dum. And ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Okay.
See, you got an advantage. You're on a headset. I'm on a phone. I only got one hand at use.
I can't do that. I can't do the phone.
I know. It's a pain in the neck for me. I tried the headset, and it just wouldn't work. And maybe one day my family member will help me out with my technical issues here. But, you know, but anyway, how are we doing on the number?
Well, I got the X and I got everything, but it doesn't seem to be dialing. So that seems weird. Let's try it again. Push dial again. Dial, dial, dial. Let's go. Huh.
That's odd. That's odd. Usually every number will dial. I would just cancel out that number and move to the next one, Cap.
But now it showed up twice. So, okay. Well, that one, for whatever reason, didn't work. All right. That's fine.
It could be a disconnected number. You got to remember, this was a registered voter list that was sent to me, and I don't know if, you know, how many of these numbers are actually still intact, but I'm sure we're going to get some success here. I sent you about 500 of them, so.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's try the next one here.
And if there's anyone else that's on the line with you, Cap, they really need to press 1 if they want to contribute tonight. Really, they do.
Come on. Come on, dial, baby, dial. It's dialing. It looks like we're dialing.
I don't hear the dial tone yet on my end.
I don't hear nothing.
It says it's dialing, but I don't hear a dial tone, Cap.
I don't hear anything.
Cap, what I would do, unless you hear a dial tone, just keep moving right down the list. Just cancel out the numbers to keep it moving so we can keep everybody online in tune, you know?
That's what I'm doing. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. This is.
You're not dialing the extensions, I hope, because I know I sent you some numbers with extensions, and obviously those are companies. So hopefully you're just going with the numbers. And I'm going to go to my Facebook here, and I'm going to look the numbers
that
I sent you.
Let's try another one here. Let's try 20. The next number is a 203 number.
How far are you down on my final list I sent you, by the way?
1, 2, we're on the fourth one.
Fourth one, okay. I'm getting my Facebook pulled up now. This is where I can follow you a little bit here, and I can see the numbers, too, because I know what I sent you. Okay.
4461.
Who knows? We could have got scammed tonight, for all I know. let's see here. Oh, boy. All right, you're on the fourth one. What area code are you on now?
Well, we did a 203 number.
Is that Prospect? Is that Prospect, Connecticut?
Yep.
Okay.
And it just says dialing, and it's not dialing.
Your phone system's
on?
Not working, and your phone system's not working on your end, Cap.
It has to. It has to. We got Skype. You're here. I'm here. We wouldn't be talking to
see,
each other.
See, you're using Skype, and these are landline numbers. Maybe it doesn't work through Skype. Maybe. I don't like Skype, Cap. I know you're a fan of it. I don't like
no,
it.
I'm
I think
not. It, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'm
no,
sorry. I'm
not.
Sorry. I don't use Skype. I go right through my internet connection. I can't stand Skype because it doesn't work half the darn time. And when
I
you
know.
Want to start calling guests or receiving guests, it doesn't work. It just won't work, you know?
No, I know. That's why I don't like Skype. Look, I've had a lot of technical and I've been on the phone with Blog Talk Radio and with Skype a million times, and they finally got it where I can actually get connected now. But, okay, for whatever reason, this isn't working. So, all right, let's try a number.
Can I give you a number right now? Can I give you a number?
Yeah, send it to me on there because we don't want to put the full number over the phone.
No, yeah, see, that's how I screw up like that all the time. All right, let's go like this. Let me send you a message. Now, I know this is a legitimate. This is how we're going to find out if your system's working properly or not. This is a legitimate number, and I know what town it's from, and it's on the way now. So, and I know what town. That's from a town in Connecticut that I know of. Trust me, if there's any callers on the line, I'm not going to put you out there. But this is a legitimate number. I know it for a fact because I know what town it's from. So, did you get it, Cap?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, dial that number and see what happens. Because if not, that's your Skype system screwing up. It has to be. It just has to be. And that's a damn shame, to be honest with you.
We didn't have any problems last night, Colin.
Hey, Cap, like we said, one night, one day it works, the next day it don't, you know?
It says call complete.
Call completed. That don't make any sense. That means they're on the line.
Yeah, but I didn't hear a dial tone.
You don't have him in the guest room, do you?
No.
It doesn't make any sense what's going on. I can't see it. I don't know. See, I go right on my studio landline to another phone, and I know people don't like that.
I'm trying to dial it again. It showed up on my screen for a quick second, and now it's up again. But we got down, went out. It says the call dropped.
It call dropped. Wow. Do you have any callers on the line yet?
Yeah, we do. We do. We got one caller. It's an unlisted number.
Oh, now, go ahead and patch him. I mean, let's put him through until we can figure out what's going on, you know?
Okay, it's an unlisted number, and if you are the guy who thinks that I am Alex Jones, I'm warning you.
Oh, no.
Just hang up now, okay, because you're not going to get very far. But if you're not, if you're a legitimate caller, and you've been on hold for a long time, so if you are an unlisted number, you are now on the air. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I know this call. Cap, it's a legitimate caller. Go ahead.
Good evening to both of you. You know, we're talking about the campaign tonight, and I think it's a great thing. You know, I'll tell you right now, I'm voting for Trump. And the reason is, the other two are just kind of falling into the, you know, the wheel of of the ones that are in there. And, you know, like Cruz, he says he's going to build a wall, but he doesn't tell us how and who's going to pay for it, or, you know, how long is it going to take. And or anything like that. There's nothing, you know, they want Donald Trump to come up with specs on how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that, but they don't come up with anything.
I'm glad you brought that up, caller, because Ted Cruz, I just seen a story today where Ted Cruz is now saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm the one who said we're going to build the wall first. I mean, this is how pathetic this guy is. I mean, it's just like, I mean, come on. Stop. And he said, I'm the one who said we're going to build the wall first. I'm the one who said we're going to build the wall first. Well, I mean, come on. But no, you're right. At least Trump says, look, we're going to build the wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. I like that. I like that. I'm sorry, but I like that idea because they're the ones who are violating our sovereignty. We're not violating Mexico's sovereignty. They're violating our sovereignty, so why shouldn't they pay for it, right?
I agree 100%. You know, and Trump's right. You know, if we got $5-6 billion trade deficit with Mexico, you know, I don't know how much this wall's going to cost, but, you know, I know it's not going to be $5-6 billion.
Well, by the time they, you know, politicians get involved and everybody's got to get their paws greased, I mean, it's going to be $5 trillion before it's all said and done.
You know what I don't like? You know what I don't like? The fact that they're trying to challenge him with Hillary right now. We're not even to that point yet.
I know.
How could
I agree.
You compare him? He hasn't even debated her yet. How could you compare him? You know, it don't make any damn sense.
I know. It's just like, come on. I mean, look, I mean, let's get there first. You can't cross any bridges until you get to the bank of the river. Right?
But, that's right.
You know how people are. People are people. They're nuts. They're crazy. They're out of their mind. All right, I'm going to pick another
caller. But this caller, if I'm correct, caller, you're from the state of Wisconsin, correct?
That's correct.
What happened in Wisconsin? Trump lost Wisconsin. What the hell happened out there? If you have any input on that.
You know, I don't – they actually have you know, hush-hush what happened. But, you know, what came up in the paper, which was the Journal Sentinel, which goes to the whole state on Sundays, what came up in that is that the voting machines, if somebody voted Trump, Cruz got the vote.
Oh, my Lord.
There's many precincts out on the west side of Wisconsin that this was happening. And, of course, you know, when Bill Clinton was running for president in Wisconsin here, when he was running for it, they used to have all these vans, hundreds of vans, across the whole state of Wisconsin. And they'd be picking people up under the bridge, you know, or they'd go into a home or shelter, you know, load the van full, and you know, of course, they'd go vote Democratic. And, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, of course, a Republican probably wouldn't do that. Or if they did, I definitely wouldn't like it.
Well, we
but,
just
you know,
got word from, this just came in from BitBanker in the chat room. Donald Trump has won Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Now, if you have this of how many delegates they won, BitBanker, I'd like to know that. Now, I do know how many delegates are per each state, but how many delegates did he actually win? Each state is a little bit different, and this is what I was trying to have, you know, try to understand last night, because every state is a little bit different. They've got winner take all, winner take most. They've got, you could even win, like Bernie Sanders has won a lot of states overwhelmingly, but he won no delegates.
That's a brilliant point. You know, where if, are these states winner take all, or are these states where they can come in and divide up these delegates and screw them over tomorrow morning or next week, you know?
Right. Well, then you've got the convention. And if it gets to a brokered convention, let me tell you something. If the GOP, you're going to broker this convention, I'm telling you right now, you have just effectively gotten rid of your entire party. The GOP will be over if they broker this convention. This is not the election cycle. This is not the year to broker the convention.
I know. Do you think, Cap, if that does happen, do you think Trump will run as an independent?
Well, I tell you what, if he does, he stands a much better chance of winning, because he's also going to get not only, you know, the Trump fans and, you know, people on the right, but he's going to get a lot of Bernie Sanders fans who are disgruntled with what happened to them. So
true.
Trump stands a really good chance if he goes third party. First of all, if he goes third party, and they pick Ted Cruz, who is an establishment candidate. And I don't know if you listen to Michael Savage, but Michael Savage he does a lot of homework. I'll guy that. And he found out that Ted Cruz was an advisor for George Bush's first campaign. He is an establishment man. Ted Cruz is a fraud. He is an establishment. That's who he is. He is a GOP Bush establishment candidate. But he wants you to believe that he's all God and holy and he's this and that. And he thinks that this election is actually over jobs and security. Well, you know, it's always jobs and security. We're always concerned about that. But this election, Mr. Cruz, I'm sorry, but you need to get in touch with the American people. This election is actually over. The American people are sick and tired of having their voice taken away from them and given to somebody else, like a group of elites. And that's what this election is over, Mr. Cruz. This election is over. The American people are tired of having their voice being taken away from them and given to someone else. And the Bernie Sanders fans, the socialists that they are, they're starting to understand it too. So that's what this election is actually over. Not for nothing. jobs and security. I mean, come on. How can you get any more general than that? I mean, come on. Jobs, security, and family. I mean, come on. Stop. There's bigger things going on here, Mr. Cruz, and you're not in touch with the American people because you're not paying attention to the American people. At least with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is out there trying to win my vote. Ted Cruz is just telling me to vote for him. Well, that doesn't work for me. You don't tell me who to vote for. I tell me who to vote for. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but I don't know. But anyway, we do have, I mean, this stuff really irritates me. It really does. But we have another caller on. I'd like to bring this other caller on board. It looks like we have a Connecticut. It looks like they're from Connecticut. So I
hey,
have no
we,
way.
Hey, that's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear them. Now, I have no way of telling what your phone number is. So, I mean, I have no idea what your name is. So I'm just going to read the last four digits of your phone number. When I do, you're going to be on the air. So if the last four digits are 7225, you are now on the air. Good evening. Welcome aboard.
Oh, ahoy there. It's nice to be aboard. This is the Bit Banker.
You're the Bit Banker. Yes, sir. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. It's very tough to type with one finger and get everything correct, especially when you can't even see the screen. So I pressed one. And from what I'm seeing, Trump won all five states. I don't know if I'm accurate or not, but I think that may be 178 delegates. But then again,
well, there's 108 delegates altogether.
Okay. Well, you see, I was wrong. There you go. And that's one of the reasons why I don't vote. Because I don't feel confident voting in this system. When many of the states are so screwed up that, you know, you need a professor to explain it to you to figure out where your vote's going, I just don't feel comfortable casting my vote for anyone. Although I feel very, very happy that Trump is winning because he's not a true politician. And if any change
right.
is going to come... If any change is going to come to this country, he's going to be the one that's doing it. I've spoken to a lot of people here in Connecticut. People that have always voted for Hillary have decided and they've changed their mind. But yet I see that Hillary was beating out Sanders and everything. And, you know, I just can't figure it out myself. And it leaves me sort of sitting back wondering what the hell is going on. And, you know,
right.
if I can't figure out what's going on, then I'm not going to buy the steak. And that's just the way it is.
Well, you know what? You're not alone. There are a lot of people that are just like you. And we never really had to deal with this problem since 50, 60 years, 70 years? We've never really had this problem before. And now that it's come up, and that's why I was so important that I really wanted my guests to come on last night so we can understand this stuff. Because they don't teach it in schools. They did not teach how delegates work when I went to high school. And that was in the early 80s. They did not teach
it. And until I brought it up a couple of months back, nobody even knew about delegates. And now we're finding out that when you go to vote and you vote for a delegate, it tells you it's going for this politician. But on the
right.
Republican side, you vote for the delegates, and it doesn't tell you who you're voting for.
Well, you know, I did some reading on that, and some states, you vote for a delegate, and you know what that delegate is going to vote for, and some states you don't know. So you could actually be voting for a delegate that could be voting for someone that you don't like. That's how
right.
crazy it is. It's bizarre.
And like I said, that's why I don't vote, because you know what? I can't figure it out.
Well, I mean, I understand why, you know, the concept of, you know, delegates, if you understand why we have a House of Representatives and why we have senators. Well, the House of Representatives is supposed to represent the people. The senators are supposed to represent the state. And I do believe in getting rid of that 17th Amendment. I've never liked it. Even when I was in high school, we had talked a little bit about it. We barely covered the Constitution. But I understood why the states want to have their own representation. And if you look at it, now, we've got 50 states and we've got how many Republican governors? We've got 32 governors. So if we had 32 governors that, you know, Republican, and they were to pick their own senators, we'd have a much more balanced government. And that's how it's supposed to be. You've got people and the states, and they're supposed to come together. And to pass a piece of legislation, first of all, is not supposed to be easy. It's made that way on purpose. Because every time you just willy-nilly pass a piece of legislation, you need to understand, I mean, there is a lot of trickle-down effect. It affects a lot of people and a lot of things. So if we just go willy-nilly like the Congress did under Obama, I mean, there's a lot of people being affected and a lot of things getting screwed up. So to pass a piece of legislation, it's supposed to be difficult because there's a lot of things that are affected with it. So it's not supposed to be easy. Everybody just wants this instant gratification. I want perfection and I want it now. Well, you know, I mean, it ain't going to happen. It's not supposed to happen that way. And it's not going to happen. But I mean, I don't know.
It happened with Pelosi before we got to pass this bill.
Well, I tell you, that Pelosi, don't even get me started on that woman. I mean, that woman is so dumb, she could walk out into the forest and the trees get stupider. That woman is just, I mean, beyond
Cap,
idiot.
Hey, Cap, I know tonight we originally wanted to do the exit polling. But in Meriden, the Meriden, Connecticut caller right now, and maybe you can get your phone lines working. Maybe we could try a couple numbers.
Well, I got a number. I got a number right here ready to go. It's already in my queue, and I've already pushed dialing, and I'm waiting for it to dial. So we'll find out.
But how about the caller on the line now? If you did vote, who would you vote for today? If you had a choice, if you had to vote or you wanted to vote, who would you vote for?
Well, if Trump wins and he does a good job, I will definitely register and vote for him next time, and it'll be the first time in over 60 years. But as I just said, I would more than likely, without a doubt, go for Trump, because he's the only one out there that's telling it the way it is. He's the only one out there is telling the truth on really what's happening, but he's not spilling his guts. Now, if Cruz was telling the truth, you know it would be a well-rounded speech because he's highly polished.
True. That's so true. That's so true.
What I like about Trump, and like I said this before, is Trump is the only one out there actually, and you don't see it from Bernie Sanders, you don't see it from Hillary, and you don't see it from Ted Cruz, but you do see it from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is out there. He's campaigning for your vote. He's saying, here's a reason why you should vote for me. He's not saying you vote for me and you don't vote for anybody else like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is just saying, vote for me because I'm not Donald Trump. Well, what the hell does that mean? You give me a reason to vote Ted Cruz, and I'll vote for you. You don't just tell me to vote for you. Sell me. Sell me on why I should vote for you. And he's not doing it. So, Donald Trump is doing it.
I believe these politicians are out there, and they're running for office, and they're holding office, and they're there for us to make fun of them. That's why they're there. They're there for us to ridicule them and find everything wrong with what they do.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, and I don't follow politics.
The Planning and Zoning Department, press 5, or for a complete directory.
Okay.
I think
I tried another call. Right. I tried a call, and I think I figured out how this system is actually working now. When it shows up, you got to push the microphone on there so we can hear it. So let's try another one here. Let's try another one here. This is another Connecticut number. I've never done this before, folks, so bear with me. This is all brand new
stuff.
It's all
a learning experience.
It's all a learning experience, exactly. So, okay. So
well,
let me...
Well, I saw, Cap, in the beginning of your program tonight, you dumped about 70 of your chat room guys before the show even started.
Yeah, what happened? What happened to that? I mean, they were on there, and then all of a sudden, then they left.
I'm having a lot of problems with my chat room also, where the pop-up ads are coming on.
Hello?
Hello. I am... the captain, and we have Joseph Gibson on the line. We are broadcasters from Blog Talk Radio. We are doing a live exit polling. We understand that you are a registered Republican voter. We just want to find out if you voted today, and if you did, who did you vote for tonight?
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Hello?
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 Hello, yes, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing tonight? We're calling from North Carolina in the state of New York. Could you give us a minute of your time? We're broadcasting live on the air on the radio tonight. Are you there, Kat? You're talking to Blog Talk Radio, the Cap and Joseph Gibson.
Well, evidently we confused them. So, but that's all right. We got other numbers. Let's try another one here.
Okay, okay. Obviously, they were watching TV and didn't know who they were talking to.
I think we caught them at the bar because it sounded like, you know, it sounded like something.
Vanna White is important.
Yes, Vanna White is very. All right, well, we got one here with an extension, so we don't need that one. Let's try this.
No, that's a business.
Yeah, we don't need that one.
We need to get some live callers. That's what it's all about, you know?
Right. Let's try this. Let's get a live caller. Come on. Come on. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Help me out here. So, did I lose everybody? What happened?
We're waiting to hear the dial tone.
Okay. Hello? Well, it looks like they hung up. All right. All right. Well, let's try this again. Let's try another one. Ay. All right. Come on. We need something good here. Come on. Come on. Help me out here.
Well, it took us all night last night to get our best caller, you know.
We had a great caller last night. Let's try this one here.
This is live radio, folks, and we're not programmed, and we don't pay people to come on here, so this is what it's all about.
And we're dealing with very archaic equipment here. It's not like all right. Let's
well, you're using Skype. I've never been a fan of Skype. Never.
No, neither have I.
You know, you're still on Meriden, Connecticut. Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you know, when you're getting $100,000 to $200,000 for a speech, you know, people, you have to wake up. She's not on your side.
Okay, I think we got something. We got.
What's going on? This is the registrar's.
Hello, how are you doing tonight? She hung up, Cap. You didn't work fast enough, brother.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, all right. Now I'm going to try one more. And nobody speak. Let's just try this. Okay, one more here. Come on, this has got to be a good one. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. Okay, type the number in. Now we're going to push dial. Okay, now we're dialing. So, for it to pop up, nothing's popped up yet. When the icon pops up, I'm going to push your microphone. Hey, yo, you're right. I mean, Skype is absolutely ridiculous sometimes. It just, for whatever reason.
Yeah, you need to make the call out yourself and have a mixer and mix the audios from your own call.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
But you're doing that through Skype. You know, you need to do it right from your PC or whatever you're using, so you have control over it.
Well, that's the only way I can do this is through Skype. I have no capabilities of doing it
Like Joe said, you have trouble making one call through Skype. What's going to happen when you try to run two through Windows?
Yeah. Well, you know, Skype does have a lot of. Okay, let's try one more. All right, we've got to find one person.
I qualify.
We've got to find just one person who can give us some kind of something, something. Come on now. Help us out. Give us a little something. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, we got something.
Day, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please leave a message.
Doggone it. All right, one more. One more, one more, one more. Now, this one is from Chaplin. Let's try Chaplin. That's got to be a good number. All right. Here we go. This is Chaplin. It looks like Chaplin, Connecticut. For whatever reason, it's not working. I don't know. Come on. Just one number. It's always any number to work. Help us out. Help us, Jesus. Help us out. Come on. Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, Skype isn't working. But we still got callers on the line. And we got Joseph on the line. Joseph, are you still there? Looks like we lost Joseph. Caller, are you still there? The unlisted
I'm
caller,
here.
Are you still there? Okay. Well, it looks like we lost Joseph. He's showing.
Unlisted, that's Wisconsin.
We lost Joseph. Something happened with him. He's now gone. So I don't know
Wisconsin is still here.
We got Wisconsin. Well, wow. This is crazy. We do have
one thing that I see with the candidates are not talking about, especially Hillary and Bernie Sanders, is, you know, this Iran deal we made. You know, this is the lousiest deal I think I can ever think of.
That is, why would we ever make a deal with them, these people? These people are not going to abide by some treaty. They're not going to abide by some piece of paper. I mean, look, their whole modus operandi is to destroy America, to destroy Israel, to destroy everybody that's not like them. Why would we even think that this little piece of paper with a few signatures on it is going to keep world peace? I mean, how do you get any stupider than that? I don't know.
But Cap, I don't see anybody talking about it. Do you? I mean,
no. It's
unfortunate. Granted, our economy needs to be talked about. I agree, and you know, and
right. There
is a couple other things that need to be talked about. But with this delicate stuff and everything, you know, I'm so confused. What are the delegates do? They're all going to be wined and dined and flown all over the place in private jets, and you know, do all this stuff to the day of the convention. This is what they were talking about on TV.
Well, I don't know. Did you see that the video clip of Ted Cruz handing over cash, actual cash, to a delegate? That's how he's winning. He's paying
I heard about
all
it.
delegates. I watched the video, and it was pathetic. I mean, that's not how you win elections. You don't buy elections. You win people over by this. That's how it's supposed to be. Anyway, in most Americans' minds, that you win people over by they vote for you because they believe in you. They don't vote for you because you paid me to vote for you.
Right, and one good example of that is Ronald Reagan. You know, when he first started out, they were like, "Oh, he's just an old, dried up actor." You know.
Yeah.
But you know, he turned out to be a wonderful man, and you know, he wouldn't enter the Oval Office without a suit coat on.
Well, you know what?
I thought he
was our last real president, as far as I'm concerned. I thought he was our last true president. I really do. I really believe that he was our last president in the United States. I really believe that.
He had some morals behind him, unlike these other ones.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, because I served under Ronald Reagan in the Navy. And let me tell you something, being out to sea, and I see you, Joe, we got Joseph Gibson, he's on here. But when I served under him, look, I served over in the Middle East, I served all over Asia, I served all over the world. And people were afraid of us, but they respected us, especially the Russians. Now, the Russians, they're not afraid of us, they don't respect us, there isn't anybody that is afraid of us or that respects us. I mean, Liechtensteinian's Cub Scout group could come over here and take over the United States now. That's how their thinking is. Because we've gotten rid of our military. We don't have a Navy. We don't have a Marine Corps. We don't have an Army. We don't have an Air Force anymore. Obama sold it all away. He fired everybody. We don't have the strong military anymore. Nobody wants to fear us. Nobody wants to respect us anymore, because we haven't given the world a reason to fear us or respect us. And look, when I served under, I was very safe under Ronald Reagan, and being out to sea right next to Russian ships, and I did not fear that the Russians were going to attack us, because I knew that if they did, they were going to get their entire ass handed to them. And they knew it. But now, look what Russia's doing. Look what North Korea's doing. Look what Iran is doing. Look what all these other countries are doing. They don't respect us. I mean, these countries, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And I think that's because we don't respect ourselves, because I think we're lied to on a consistent basis.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, when you can drive through Dallas and get shot, and it's been covered up for 50 years where we really don't know the answer, the guy that died in Texas a while back.
Oh, Scalia.
The Supreme Court, Scalia, yeah. When he dies the way he did, and he's hustled off, and there's no autopsy done whatsoever. When Bush loses Florida, and he turns to Gore and says, "I thought we were supposed to win Florida," and he does win Florida, but Prince dies, and the autopsy is done right away. There's something wrong with everything.
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree. This is a Supreme Court justice dies on vacation. And somebody over the phone, a judge over the phone, says, "Well, there's no reason to perform an autopsy." Well, how do you know? You're on the phone. You're, what, 1,200 miles away? I mean, but Prince dies, and, oh, let's do autopsies. And Michael Jackson, remember when he died? Now they're going to sue doctors, and they're going to do this. But a Supreme Court justice dies that who happens to be Republican and believes in the Constitution. Well, we don't need an autopsy. No, I agree, absolutely. All right, let's bring Joseph Gibson back on. Joseph, we love
Cap,
you. We got you back.
What happened? I heard this is the end of the show. Thank you for using Blog Talk, and I lost three of my fellow supporters in the chat room and myself, and it hung up on me. What the heck happened?
I didn't say thank you for using Blog Talk. What happened? The show isn't over yet.
No, the woman who says it at the end. Thank you for using Blog Talk.
But I didn't click that. We're still on. We're still on the air.
I found that, but I lost so many of the guys that I wasn't connected with. I just didn't know what happened. We were connecting to a caller, and all of a sudden I got cut off. But anyway, I'm glad we're still on.
sometimes, you're right. When it comes to Skype, I do believe I am convinced, because I deal with a lot of, CPS and this and that. They have tried to kick me off the air. They have sent letters to Blog Talk Radio. They have sent emails to me trying to kick me off the air. I know for a fact that they have sabotaged my show and kicked me, stopped my show from going on.
I think, Cap, is that you had a lot of people that were starting to tune in, and they kicked us all off. And they did it in the beginning of the show. Remember I told you that? You lost like 7 people in the chat room right off the bat. Bam. Remember? I saw it with my own eyes. So
well,
I think you're right.
No, and I've got my good friends at the Radio Jihad Network who have had problems in the past too. So I know it's not me. So I know it's not just only me. So I know that this does exist. So
Sure.
You know how it is. I mean, if somebody doesn't agree with you, well, then you've got to shut them down. You've got to stifle them. You've got to, you've got to go completely out of your way to destroy their entire life because they didn't agree with you. Well, welcome to America. That's what America was founded on, is people disagreeing with each other and coming to a resolution. And that's why
Skype,
we have votes.
I think, you're right, Cap. You're absolutely right. Not to interrupt you, but I think Skype is open season. There's no regulation to it. There's no oversight, and I believe it's open season. If they can hack into your Skype or somehow interfere with your interface or somehow, I don't know, what's Meriden, Connecticut is more of an expert on these computer matters, but from what I've seen, Skype just does not work. When you receive any type of large support or a large volume of callers logging into your system, what do you think? I mean, does anyone have an opinion on that?
Well, it all really depends. Sometimes, I mean, I get, well over, 200-300, people on at the same time and there's no problem. But other times, I mean, you just get one or two. And what I've noticed in New York, now, I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. I don't know. But when it's stormy and I have a lot of problems with Skype, and it should not be. It should not have anything to do with it. Well, we are kind of stormy here and rainy here in Long Island, and I understand it. It should not be. Skype should not have any effect over the weather. But I've just noticed there is a connection. When it's very stormy out, sometimes I cannot even sign on to my own program. It will not let me sign on for whatever reason. I don't know. There should not be that way. But, I mean, it is what it is, what it is, what it is. But I'm here. You're here. The callers are here. We're still here. We still have a few people left in the chat room. So now it looks like Trump has won all 5 states. But I'd like to know from somebody in the chat room, if they have how many delegates he actually won, because every state's a little bit different.
How did we make out on that last call? Can we call anybody else, Cap, or is it not working?
Trump's at 914 right now.
Okay. He's at 914. Okay. Yeah, it looks like Cruz, you're mathematically you're out. You're
That's
out.
That's right.
And Kasich, I mean,
he was mathematically out 2 months ago.
He was mathematically out before he even started. It just seems to me that Kasich is only in there to sell his delegates to the highest bidder. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. It's all about money. You're right.
And from what I hear, there are like 50-something delegates available to be bought at the end if he doesn't get his 1237.
Right. Well,
if we go into California, which California has what, 172 delegates or something like that? They've got a lot. I see Trump getting the 1237. Now, I know Indiana, but, I can't remember how many. Let me see how many Indiana has. But I know Indiana is going to be a very important state, and Cruz has already bought all of the delegates in Indiana. So
he has.
He's already, yeah, he's bought and paid for Indiana, but whatever. So you're going to win Indiana. But
somebody's got
losing.
Some serious background noise. Somebody's got some serious background noise. And I hope it's not maybe it's not Joe, but somebody's got some serious background noise that I can barely hear anyone. Go ahead, Cap. I'm sorry.
I hear a little bit of something too. But, I mean, even if he does win Indiana, California, if Trump wins California, which it looks like he's going to take the overwhelming vast majority of California, and that doesn't come in until, I think, June. I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, Cruz, you don't have an opportunity. That's why he's so desperate, and that's why he tried to get in cahoots with Kasich, that they were going to gang up on each other, you know, gang up together and not campaign over in these votes and these states and let these candidates win and just to take away. Well, why don't you spend this much energy trying to, go after Hillary Clinton? Why are you spending this much time and energy and money going after Donald Trump? So that tells me something right there. They're more afraid of Donald Trump than they are of Hillary Clinton. Well, if you're
right.
Not afraid of Hillary Clinton, what are you doing in the race?
That's right.
That doesn't make any sense to me. But I mean,
that's like they're going after somebody in their own family versus someone else, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be spending more time promoting themselves rather than trying to knock down somebody else.
I absolutely.
You know. Cap, you know what we need to do is we need to do this exit polling thing again. Maybe it doesn't work so good on Skype. Maybe we could do it on my program, and I can get you logged in as a co-host, and I could use the landline phone where it's much easier to dial and hang up. Because if you ask any of my supporters, you know, I do it all the time. All I got to do is click an X, and bam, they're hung up. Yeah, so maybe we need to do this again because this is very exciting, calling people and getting an anonymous viewpoint on who they're supporting and if they want to answer why.
I totally agree. I think it's not only interesting, but I think it's important. I think it's important for the American people to hear what other people have to say rather than what you're told to think, what you're told to say. Hear what somebody else actually has to say. And when you call somebody on the phone and you call them up, they're candid with you. They're going to be honest with you.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what. Okay, wait a minute. I think I just got some stuff here. Connecticut wins 16 delegates out of 28. But it looks like Kasich and Cruz don't have any delegates at all. Cruz got spanked in Connecticut.
Wow.
Donald Trump had 45,724. Kasich comes in second at 19,217. And Cruz had 9,128. Wow.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
So Cruz got, I mean, Trump got over 60%. So, I mean, Cruz, I don't know what you're doing in the election anymore. Then we got Delaware. It's 39,002. He got 61.2% of the votes. He got all 16 delegates. Cruz got 10,000. So Cruz's popularity is dropping. Every time he opens up his mouth Every time he does something stupid, which every time he does anything, he's doing something stupid. He's hurting himself. Ted Cruz has sabotaged his own campaign. Nobody is Donald Trump is not sabotaging Ted Cruz's campaign because Donald Trump is concerned with his own campaign. If Ted Cruz was concerned with his own campaign rather than Donald Trump's, maybe Ted Cruz might actually have an opportunity to even be close to Donald Trump. But Ted Cruz, you blew it yourself. Now, Maryland, it looks like Donald Trump, the numbers aren't in, but he won 26 delegates. And in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump gets 26,036 votes. Ted Cruz gets 8,681, and Kasich gets 7,514. So Donald Trump looks like he's going to clean house. Rhode Island, it's not even close. None of these states, all five states, Donald Trump won. Overwhelming. Rhode Island, Trump gets 14,644.
Hey, Cap, I just sent you one of the Republican headquarters phone number. If you want to try that one, that's in Fairfield, Connecticut. If you want to try that number there, maybe get a comment from them, that would be great. But I just sent it to you over the our social network. So if you want to look at that real quick, maybe we can get a comment from them. Surely somebody must answer there. This is the Republican headquarters.
I had to put it back up. it's taking a while. These numbers here, and Donald Trump.
You want me to just give you the number? I mean, this is a public number. This isn't a private number. I could just go ahead and give you the number right now, and you can type it in.
All right.
You ready? Just tell me when you're ready.
All right. Go ahead.
860-422-8175.
Okay. That's machine.
Maybe we can get a response from them.
All right, let's try this. Come on. Come on, baby. Okay, we got a little something, something. We got something popping up, but we got no icons yet. So as soon as
we got no ringtone yet either.
Right, okay. Now I'm going to push the microphone. We should hear something.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I may have given you the fax number. I'm sorry. I gave you the fax number. Let me know when you're ready again, and I'll give you the phone. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was my fault. Everybody that's listening tonight, I apologize. I gave the fax number.
All right. We got 860.
860-422.
Okay.
8211. That's the phone number. I apologize.
Come on now. Come on. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Come on.
Just
give me
what you did before, and we should get something. You might even get a voicemail. Who knows?
Toronto Chairman. To make a contribution, please visit our website at C.
To make a contribution. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So we lost that. So that's a recording, correct?
Right. But you know what? I think let me get back on Facebook here. And I think it's because, see, I had it minimized and I couldn't push, you know, the buttons at the same time. But so we're going to get back on. We're going to try one more number. Might take a little bit, but that's all right. But again, I'm looking at these numbers. And it's not even close. I mean, Donald Trump beat everybody. I mean, Ted Cruz, he didn't even register. He was so far behind everybody. Even Kasich, who most people don't even know who John Kasich is.
Who won? So what was the percentage? What was the percentage Donald Trump won in these states? Did he win over 50% in each state?
Oh, yeah. Connecticut, he won 60%, 60.5%. Delaware, 61.1%. Pennsylvania, 58.7%. Maryland, 56.2%. And Rhode Island, 65.9%.
That means he's automatic. Now, according to the GOP rules, he is supposed to be automatically awarded every delegate in that state because he won over 50%. When it's under 50%, if it's not a winner-take-all, they divide up the delegates. But
right.
since he was over 50% in each state, that means he is awarded every single delegate according to their rules. But we all know they can change the rules anytime.
Right, yeah. They can change the rules anytime they want. But, see, all of the precincts aren't in yet. So these,
What's the percentage they're in? What's the percentage that are in?
Well, that doesn't show up here, but I mean, you know how it keeps changing. I'm watching it change as it goes on, but it doesn't give me, you know, the percent of how many. But in Pennsylvania, he's already won all 17 delegates. In Delaware, he's won all 16. In Connecticut, he's won so far 16 out of 28, so the number's going to go up. In Maryland, he's won 26 out of 38 so far.
Yeah, but Cap, what's the percentage of precincts reporting? Is it 78%, 98%? It doesn't show you?
I'm on Fox, Fox News elections. It doesn't show that. It doesn't show that yet.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's just given me – let me refresh it.
They're all up pretty high except for one, which is down at 8%.
Yeah. But the numbers do not look good for Ted Cruz. It looks like Ted Cruz, well, his popularity is really slipping. I mean, if it's only
8% reporting right now, that's nothing. That doesn't give you any results whatsoever. If it's only 8%, but if it's like 92% reporting of the precincts, then that's obviously a projected winner, and we can go with that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
They've already projected the winner. Trump he's projected the winner of all of them.
Oh my Lord! Wow.
No, he's projected winner of all of them. But the numbers that I'm looking at, Cruz has come in last in every single race.
Wow.
He's only got 1,000. Kasich looks like, just switched. Cruz actually came in second in Pennsylvania, but it doesn't matter if he's gained all 17 delegates. In Maryland, Trump, Cruz is way behind. Trump is winning, I mean, just ridiculous amount of numbers. Connecticut, I mean, he's well over 30,000 in Connecticut. He's well over 30,000 in Delaware, well over 40,000 in Pennsylvania, well over 20,000 in Maryland, and well over 20,000 in Rhode Island. So,
wow.
You know, and there's not millions of voters in registered.
You know what I was thinking, Cap? Also, you know what I was thinking, Cap? Also, is doing a show on live, for instance, where you go out and interview people. And what I'm saying is all it would take is someone. It would take someone running the studio. And then the person who's out interviewing these people with a microphone and a phone.
Right.
And that's all. And for them to call into the station, and you would have a live podcast radio show right there with live interviews. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I agree. And we got to do that. We definitely have to do that.
I think that would be great. I think that would be great. It doesn't take any money. It just takes time.
No.
That's all it takes, you know?
Yeah. Just a little time, ingenuity, and it looks like Cruz, you're out. I mean, you're wasting your time now. You're wasting the American people's time now. I don't see how Cruz could possibly, even if they went to a brokered convention, and he bought as many delegates as he can buy, he's still not going to have enough.
What if he wins Indiana? What if he wins Indiana?
Well, Indiana, I think, is only, 38, 50 delegates, 40 delegates,
I think it's 56 delegates. And if he wins Indiana, what's next after Indiana?
Well, so what if he wins Indiana?
California is the big one.
Right.
Well, now next week, next Tuesday is going to be Indiana, and that's 56 delegates, which that's an important state. You need to win Indiana.
Right.
And then the next Saturday we got Guam, which I don't even screw it. I'm not going to waste my time. You know,
you like
win,
Puerto Rico, you know.
Yeah, yeah, don't waste my time.
If Cruz won everything from now to the end, he'd be above Trump.
No, he wouldn't.
There's 500 delegates left.
Well, maybe so.
If he won every single delegate, but that's virtually
right.
if you're looking at something totally impossible. That means
pretty
Trump
much.
Would win
pretty,
one delegate.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean it's impossible because a lot of these states. Even come in second or third, you still win a certain amount of delegates.
That's right.
What I mean? So if you had to win all of the delegates, that would mean Ted Cruz would have to get 100% of the vote.
Can I ask a question, though? Can I ask a question? What is a delegate? Who are these people? Do they walk around with a shirt on their back saying, I'm a delegate? Who are they? What's a delegate?
They're actually voted. Now, what I'm learning here, and I've been trying to do a lot of homework on this, and they're actually voted. You become a delegate. A lot of states, the delegates are leaders. So elected into being a delegate, you're selected into being a delegate. You're judges, you're party officials, you're this. Some states, you are elected. So when you go in to vote, you're not voting for the candidate. You're voting for the delegate. Now, with that, some states, you know who that delegate is supporting, and some states you don't. So you could actually be voting for a delegate. Let's say you're a Trump fan, and you could be actually voting for a delegate who's actually a Cruz fan. So this is why it's so confusing. Every state has their own bizarre little quirks to it. Every state is completely different. Even if
right,
you're a caucus state or a primary state, every one of them is completely different than the other.
And
so,
if you're selected or interviewed to be a delegate, mm-hmm. and you don't hold the views that they want you to hold, then you're not
right.
selected.
Exactly. And that's what happened. And Ted Cruz is saying that, oh, I won five states in a row. Well, no, you didn't. And he said all these people voted. Well, they didn't. They didn't vote. They voted on who they were told to vote for. There was no actual vote.
Hey, Cap, not to interrupt you guys, but I've been doing some research here, and I was able to actually find the local Republican representatives for each town in the state of Connecticut, and they actually give their phone number, their contact information. Will they answer? I don't know. But I was wondering if maybe we could try a couple towns here. And I've got the entire state of Connecticut here up on board. It's very interesting. I've never found this. Like we got, and this is all public information. We've got Michael Garrett. Okay. And he represents Bridgeport, Connecticut. And if you want, Cap, we can try calling him, Michael Garrett. And he's from he's the Connecticut Republican Party. He represents the Connecticut Republican Party in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I have his phone number right here, his contact information. So if we could try calling maybe a couple, what do you think, Cap?
I'm ready to go. I've also got the other number that you sent me in Facebook. And if that one doesn't work, then we'll try the other
one.
Well,
I think we should try this first because these are legitimate. I could tell already. All right, you're going to go ahead and contact Michael Garrett from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He's the chairman, and his number is area code 203-520-4074. His name's Michael Garrett.
Well, okay. 520-4074, correct?
That's correct. Area code 203. Yes, that's correct.
So I just pushed dial. We'll wait for something to pop up. Okay, we got a little something popping up.
Yeah, see, Skype takes so long. See, I don't have that problem when I dial numbers. It happens instantaneously.
Hmm.
I mean, we're not even hearing a ringtone. I would hear a ringtone immediately on my in my studio.
I mean, you know? I've got the number popping up in my queue, but I've got no icon. I've got nothing. It just a number pops up into my queue.
Can you hit the microphone?
No, I don't have that yet. I just got the number. It doesn't have the microphone up yet.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, well, that's this is Skype. This is
Yeah, that's Skype. I mean, that's what's going. That's the problem we're running into tonight, I guess. We really need to do this on my program where we can,
I am all on board on that one.
Yeah.
Now you have your show is actually on Thursdays, right?
It's on Sundays and Thursdays. I don't have any scheduled guests for this Thursday, so we can actually do a follow up on the election this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll have these same numbers logged in already. And when I dial a number, and I know people that are listening tonight, when I dial a number, it goes right through. Now, whether or not we're going to get somebody on the other end, that's another story. But I do make contacts right away. Okay, so that's important. And we need to do that, Cap, and I need you to send me your email that night so I can get you on as a co-host, you know?
All right, all right. No, hey, look, I'm totally on board. I'm trying another number here now. Hopefully I can do something. I mean...
Because all the callers would hear a ringtone. They'd hear the ringtone.
Right.
I've done it many times on my program, and they know what I'm talking about, those who are supporters of my program that are listening tonight.
I'm watching this, and I hear that Jeopardy theme song. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wait a minute. We got something. Let's see. Come on.
Recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, that number didn't work.
I don't know what you got. You see, you need to stick with my chair. Let's try one more.
I did. That was the last number that you sent me.
I wasn't sure of that. Let's try Bristol, Connecticut. Bristol, Connecticut. Let me know when you're ready. I'll feed you the number.
Come on, baby.
See, Skype, I could tell you're having problems with Skype. It takes forever.
Yeah, okay.
That's just nonsense.
All right. What's the number?
All right. Here we go. 860-877-0383. That's Derek, the chairman. I cannot pronounce his last name. It's Czechoslovakia. I don't know what the heck that last name is. I don't know. But he's the chairman for Bristol and the Republican Party.
Well, it says it's dialing.
Yeah, but you're not getting a ringtone yet. Mine does. If my computer's slow that night or Blog Talk's screwing up, it'll do that to me too. And then, but usually you should get a ringtone like a right away. You know.
Well, you would. Yeah. Well, we did that last night. We didn't have any problems.
Last night we didn't have problems at all. But tonight, obviously, Skype's
not
working.
At the tone.
Yeah.
Please record your message.
He's not available. You just go ahead and hang up on him. He's not available. We're allowing our guests to wait on dead air, and I don't like to do that, Cap, you know? I mean, I'm not saying it's your fault. What I'm saying is this is the technology that we're using here, and I don't like that. I like to keep it, you know, I like to hear that ringtone so they're wondering when they're going to answer, and whether or not we get somebody on the other end or not. It doesn't matter because I can hang up on them right away and move to the next number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you totally, but I want to see I'm going to refresh the numbers again. But, I mean, the numbers are – I'm looking at them, and look, Ted Cruz, he has lost a lot. I mean, he – after the last couple of weeks, for what he did – from these last five states, and he just loves to swear up and down that we had all these people vote. And Sean Hannity, of all people, called him out. And he spanked him on the air, and I was so impressed by Sean Hannity, because I've been very critical of Sean Hannity for, you know, a long time. But he gained a lot of my respect back. He did, Sean Hannity.
Cap, you know who I can't stand, Cap? I can't stand that Glenn Beck anymore. All he does is trash. Oh, I can't stand him.
What happened to him? I mean, I am just so disappointed in Glenn Beck, because I used to love listening to that guy. I loved used to watch him, and he was very educational. I mean, this guy, he's flipped. Something's wrong with him. I think he needs to go back to drinking or something, but something happened to this guy.
Every single morning, all they do is bash Trump. All they do. The Trump can do no right in their eyes. And that stupid co-host he has when he squeals his voice, rawr, 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 you know, he makes that funny voice. I can't stand that. You know, I mean, I'd like to call him live on the air. Let me tell you.
Well, you know, I'm with the other callers, and, you know, they got to be spending their time and their energy attacking, you know, not somebody in your own family, but, you know, somebody who's us, the American people, which is Hillary Clinton and Sanders. But they're not. They're attacking Donald Trump, which tells me that's desperate. That's desperation. They just want to win. They just want the nomination. They're not concerned about America. They're not concerned about American values. They're not concerned about the Constitution. They're not concerned about anything else other than they just want that power. Well, that's all dandy you can have. But, you know, that power isn't as important as freedom to everybody in this country. That's more important to me. And it's, Trump seems to get it, but the other guys don't. So, I mean, that's just my take.
Glenn Beck put onions in his eyes and next to his eyes to show fake tears at one time. And I believe that's deceptive. Kevin Trudeau was actually offered Glenn Beck's spot, and he refused it.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know what Glenn Beck, what happened to him.
What happened to Kevin Trudeau? Where's Kevin Trudeau today?
He's in jail, and as far as I know, Glenn Beck still lives right here in Connecticut.
In Westport, Connecticut, correct?
I don't know if it's Westport or not, but it's in Connecticut somewhere.
Yeah, well, it'd be in that area, because that's where all the the bigwigs live. You know, Elizabeth Taylor lived down there. You know, we could name many. You know, Westport, Greenwich. You know, those $900,000 houses down there. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trump's old house in Greenwich right now that he paid $4 million for is on the market today for $45 million.
Wow. Holy mackerel! Oh my lord. Oh, let me tell you, you know what? Imagine the upkeep of one of those houses. You know, just a headache, if you ask me. All that is your accountant stealing money from you when you're a millionaire like that, you know?
Oh, wow, look at this. Now, we got new numbers. Now, Pennsylvania, Trump gets $124,610, and Cruz comes in second at $43,003. Wow.
That's a big difference. Where's Kasich?
Kasich got 38,935.
Nothing.
Right. In Connecticut, Trump gets 62,780. Oh, wait a minute, just more. 62,892 now. And Kasich has 27,492, and Cruz is only 12,000. So these numbers are keep coming in, but he's 60%. Donald Trump is at 60% in Connecticut, 61.1% in Delaware, 54.1% in Maryland, 58.9% in Pennsylvania, and 64.3% in Rhode Island. And now the numbers keep coming in more and more and more. I'm watching them. Wow.
Well, what's interesting is how are they going to rob Trump in the next few days of all these delegates? Like they did out in Colorado, right, Cap?
Well, you know, hey, they can try it all they want to, but if Donald Trump now, if he wins California, And he's going to win. Now, let's see the next states, you know, coming up. Okay, I think it's only safe to say that Indiana coming up next week, the Cruz is going to get most of the delegates because he bought and paid for them. But May 10th, you've got Nebraska and West Virginia. And then the next week, you've got Kentucky and Oregon. Well, Oregon only has a few votes, big whoop. Then the next week, you have Washington, which Washington, I think, has about 15. Okay, and he's campaigning in my own hometown in Clark County, Washington. And then you've got California, Montana, New Jersey, which you know he's going to win California, and you know Trump is going to win New Jersey. He's going to win New Jersey. It's going to happen. And New Mexico and South Dakota. So, and then the race is over on, you know, June 7th. I just don't see, I'm looking at the numbers here. I do not see how Ted Cruz can possibly win this. And I do see a path for Donald Trump after tonight where he's got okay, I think I figured it out. Where was the number? If he sweeps, he only needs 274 more delegates to get to 1273. Okay, that is very possible for what's coming up next week, in the next 3 weeks. I think that's highly possible. I don't see how Cruz.
I agree.
And Kasich doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. They just want to, for whatever reason, they just want to attack Trump. Well, why are they so afraid of Trump? Why are they so afraid?
Well, because he's not a politician. But, Cap, listen, I went a little over what I really wanted to go over tonight because I wanted to stick by you. And I appreciate you allowing me to be on the program tonight. We need to do this again on Thursday where we can get a better phone system set up. And I'll log you in as my co-host. And because I don't have a guest scheduled right now, we need to do this on Thursday. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, understanding the times that we live in today, Joseph Gibson. So we need to do this, Cap, and we can make it exciting. It was a good show tonight, and last night was really fun. It was really fun, actually.
No, I'm with you, Joseph. I am on board. I will give you I'll be on board with you Thursday. Absolutely. I'll give you my email. I'm ready to go. I want to do more, but my machine, for whatever reason, Skype is not cooperating. The numbers aren't cooperating. But we're here. We still got people in the chat room. We still got a lot of guests. So I really want to thank you guys for tuning in. This was only going to be an hour show, but we've gone a lot longer than that. But that's all right. That's all right. There's no harm done. Nobody's bleeding. We're actually getting, you know. We're actually getting some work done here, but I'm watching these numbers. Like I said, I'm watching these numbers come in, and no, it's done. I think it's safe to say that Donald Trump is going to get to the 1273. I know there's a lot of people that said, oh, no, he doesn't have a chance. He's never going to do it. Well, he's going to do it. I mean, he's well over 60% in all these states. So, come on. It's over. It's done. So, in any event, we did go over, but that's fine. I really want to thank you, Joseph, for calling in and contributing, even though Skype didn't work. I want to thank the callers for calling in. I know we had one from Wisconsin and one from, I do believe, Connecticut. So I really want to thank you, and I really want to thank all of those that were listening in the chat room here tonight and all those that do listen in archive. We do get a lot of people that do listen into archive, and I just got to throw out a couple of things. Joseph Gibson is on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times That We Live In. You've got to check out my friends at Radio Jihad Network. No, they're not a hate group. They're a love group. They're a very informative group. They are going to tell you everything that's going on with jihad, not only in the United States, but all over the world. And they do have people from England and from Canada that's on their show. They're good people. They're really good friends of mine. I do support them, and I do ask you to support them and do support my shipmate, Joseph Gibson, because, me and Joseph talk about this.
Cap, real quick. Did you have on the phone line tonight the last four digits, 1337? Did you have that number on there tonight?
No.
No, okay. That was somebody I asked. They said they weren't sure, but I'll explain that to you in private. But okay, thanks. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just needed to know that.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, this is where you're really getting the real news is on programs like Blog Talk Radio, because we're real people talking about real issues, and we are worldwide. So turn off your television, turn off your radio, and tune into Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody, and make sure you tune in Thursday at 6 p.m. on Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. Now, tomorrow night, it's up in the air whether I'll have a show or not. I don't know. I may be busy. I may have to be out of town. I don't know what's going on. But in any event, we'll see you back when we see you back at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.